Born to Achieve.
Welcome to Born to Achieve podcast, the show that inspires and motivates you to unlock your full potential and achieve your goals. With your host, Warren Andrew Pinder. Let's get started on this week's episode of Born to Achieve.
I am Born to Achieve, and so are you. Here on another episode of the Born to Achieve Greatness Podcast. With me again is Ellie Delano Archer. We're going to be talking today about marriage and what else, Ellie?
Okay, my go.
Your go.
So, if we want to talk about marriage, we have to include love, hatred, and divorce. Okay? Because all of them work together at some point. Right?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, the fundamentals of marriage are in the Bible. And a lot of people ignore what the Bible tells you about marriage. Then you take a woman out of her home, she's supposed to go in your house. Not the bank house.
Your house.
Your house. Okay. That's a fundamental mistake. But society and what is economic slavery have us where we gotta go to the bank and share payments and do all kind of nonsense to get home, and you gotta do that.
Yeah.
But you really don't, because before people used to build homes out their pocketing.
Yeah.
When I lived in Abaco, what's this? I got some property in Central Pines, and I saw some people, especially Asians, put up a house in 2 days.
Yeah.
40, 50.
That's a shock. That's a shock.
No, I told them what nice at all. I told them what no.
Yeah.
Central Pines ain't no modern pension days.
Yeah.
These nice looking homes. Everybody come out there.
Yeah.
And they put the house up.
The family community.
Family and community.
Yeah, one
of them.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You see, every marriage is starting with budget.
Yeah.
But boy, then rowdy come.
Yeah.
Boy, people is turning it harmless.
But in today's, like you said, right, in today's economic environment and the recommendation for young people, right, going into marriage, knowing that, like you said, the priority of a home.
Right.
Understanding that the home is the basic, like you say, your home,
right?
Not the bank home,
right?
Right. But to get your home, you still may have to go to the bank and you got stress.
Hey, listen to me. Boring began on from that time, from the Bible times, people was boring.
Yeah. Right?
But like I say, when two of y'all got the bar together,
right?
See, in the beginning, everybody is flustered with love and feelings.
Correct.
You understand me?
Correct.
Now, what's this? Okay. I get love for a second.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, this ain't me. This the psychologist who have this, you know.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to listen carefully now. These are different types of love. Philia, affection, love. That's the love with romantic attraction that occurs between friends and family members. Then you get primal love, that's enduring love. Then you get storage love, that's familiar love. Then you get froth, romantic love. A lot of us get caught in that. Day one, romantic love. Then you get ludus, playful love, okay? Then you get menial. A lot of young boys in our community, and this show is supposed to be geared towards young boys.
But also
women can learn.
Yeah.
That's called obsessive love. All right? Then you have fiducia, self-love. Then you got agape, which is selfless love. Now, that's the love you're supposed to have really in marriage. But you see, a lot of these women is talking, they fall out of love with you. Huh?
Yeah.
Where do you got conditional love and unconditional love? But love's supposed to be unconditional. Okay?
Right.
Especially a love in marriage.
Right.
That's supposed to be fun. Now things don't work out, I can tell you that. If someone abusing you, well, he look here. You better run. Father Blazes taught me that when you're in the fire, you don't stay in the fire.
Get burned.
Get burned.
Yeah.
You break off right.
Yeah. Wildfire caught.
Yeah. You know,
yeah.
So, again, you gotta be sensible.
Yeah.
Second and third floor mentality.
Oh, you say the 20th floor. Yeah, yeah. We, that's right. You're trying to encourage people to elevate that left.
Now, this can hit a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot of people ain't like this one.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining today's podcast. We'll be right back.
Achieve Man, written by Warren Andrew Pinder and Dominique Bradford. This book passionately focuses on the challenges women have been made to go through and how to overcome them. In some cultures, being a woman disadvantages the girl child. This book carefully exposes the hurdles you might face. This masterpiece is the ultimate self-help guide for women. It reveals your true purpose and identity. Get your copy today. Available from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
All right. When we get to divorce, that's a dangerous topic.
Yeah.
But if you are a Christian and you follow Jesus,
yes,
the only reason for divorce is infidelity.
Infidelity, yeah.
Now, if we apply that rule today, ain't nobody to be married. 95% of the people wouldn't be married.
According to the Christian.
A court, you see what I tell you about using sense and using your brain.
Make it make sense.
But that's why God gave us forgiveness.
Right.
You understand me?
Yeah.
You have to forgive. Forget. Forgive.
Right.
Move on.
Yeah.
Go well. Forward.
Keep going. Backward never. Forward ever. Always.
Forward ever. Backward never.
Yes.
Okay. So, when you meet a man, meets a woman, it's very important, and happen to all us.
Mm-hmm.
But not all, most people. You get caught up in your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get married.
Obsessive, you're talking about obsessive love.
No, you're having sex, you want this woman to be with you,
mm-hmm.
but you ain't watching her. You know why? Because you ain't see who she is. You gotta go to her house. There's a famous song there that talks about going and knowing what that woman is about. Sit down in a house, see how they behave in the house, how they eat,
yeah,
how they behave. Because guess what? You ain't changed that.
Yeah.
Now, she may act out in the beginning to be different.
Right.
And he may act out to be the same. It goes two ways.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
No.
But like I say, when rowdy come, people just turn it out.
Yeah. You can't fake it.
So, you got to be able to try and make the best choice you can. Don't let your feelings make your choice for you.
That's a trick.
It's a trick.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Like everything in life is a trick. Now, the bank is a trick, insurance is a trick, the law is a trick, they tricks.
But someone will benefit.
An insurance agent told me this, that the insurance business is a necessary evil. The bank is a necessary evil, and now the law is becoming a necessary evil.
Don't tell me marriage is a necessary evil. Don't tell me you can say marriage is a necessary evil.
Oh, I am telling you, these are some things that you have to do with them in order to deal with them.
Yeah.
Okay? Usually these rich people, they don't go to the bank to buy a house or car. They go there to make an investment.
Yes.
We get in there to buy a house and car. And then now we become economic slaves.
Trick.
Wait till I get the insurance and banking, boy. That's a thing. That's a whole different topic.
Yeah.
You understand me? We're here on that tangent today.
No, we're talking about marriage.
We're talking about marriage.
Love and hate.
Right. So now, you have to have that exit plan in marriage. Because in this case, now watch this. I want you to do this.
Right.
You think they're talking nonsense. Let's look at divorce rates. Okay, what are the top 10 countries with the highest divorce rates?
All right, we're going to Google that, right? We're going to Google right now.
Sure.
The top 10 countries with the highest divorce rates. So here, all right, come. We pull it up on the screen now. On the screen.
Okay, read them all.
Peru, right. Vietnam, Guatemala, Chile, Mexico, Sri Lanka, South Africa.
No, they're the top 10, the lowest.
Oh, they're the lowest. Oh yeah,
only
sorry.
The top 10, the highest.
The top 10 highest. Sorry about that. I got you.
Right.
Wait, where you know this from? You know they're the lowest from.
I have all this information on it. You see, you don't have to argue no more. That's right. All
right, the highest is Russia. Ukraine,
right.
Maldives,
right.
Belarus,
right.
United States,
right.
Moldova, Cuba, Kazakhstan,
yeah,
and Belgium.
Right.
That's the top 10 countries with the highest divorce rates. Thank God the mom is in and that.
Well, I can get to that.
Yeah.
I can get to that.
Yeah.
Because there's a middle ground there that people see, the internet don't have that middle ground.
Okay.
I can explain that right now.
Yeah.
But go to the top 10 lowest.
All right, let me go back. I pull that up first. The top 10 lowest. Peru, Vietnam, Guatemala, Chile, Mexico, Sri Lanka, South Africa, Colombia, and India.
And you talk about with them countries. But
yes,
they have cultural infrastructure that helps to support marriage. Now, you see when I tell you marriage was in design, because I didn't mean everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
There's some countries that you wouldn't believe, but they got the highest divorce rates in the world.
Okay? Yeah, you're making sense, Ali.
Right.
All right. But yeah, I'm not going to take them.
Now, remember when we were in Taiwan?
Yeah.
There was a young fellow. Let me tell you about cultural infrastructure. He tried to date two girls in school, right?
Right.
Found out.
Right.
And you know what happened?
I remember that.
Everybody in the school stopped talking to him because.
Now for a commercial break.
Achieve Men, written by Warren Andrew Pinder. In this book, you will learn the 7 steps to achieving your dreams and goals. Given the vision to share how the acronym of the word ACHIEVE can be used systematically in your day-to-day life. Each of us is given a unique gift from God. Get your copy today. Available in print, ebook, and audiobook from Amazon.
We now return to today's podcast.
Stop talking to him because I asked the chaperone why.
Yeah.
And she said, in their culture, you cannot date two women in the same village.
Gotcha. I got you. Yeah.
You understand me?
I remember you make that woman cry. I remember. She said, the interpreter you're talking about.
Yes.
She said, glasses.
Yeah.
But you, some see, say you, yeah.
Yeah, but see, they have infrastructure culturally that helps to support marriage.
I got you.
You know, in this country, the minute something happened and the woman talked to a girl and said, well, but you better leave that man. He ain't no good.
Yeah.
Ah, that's the conversation. Sometimes, not all the time. Like I tell you, everything ain't all.
Right.
But our society now is not supporting marriage. It's all a conversation. Now wait till I get the religion in church. It's all a conversation in church.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Then ask your pastor in the house to talk to you.
Boy?
Don't answer.
No, I got you. Yeah.
Okay?
But you're right.
Wait till I get the church and the religion.
Yeah.
That's a different couple of ones called together. Right?
Yeah.
So now, when you get married today, you cannot have blinders on. There's a great possibility. I'm not saying it not happen.
Yeah.
But it's a great possibility that that may end at some point and you can divorce. That's a great possibility.
The percentages are higher now, right?
Yes.
Yeah. The probability
is. Yes. And then this love thing is turning to hatred. Then the two of y'all hate one another. And why is that? It's dumbness. The second and third form of mentality.
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah.
I mean, we should be sensible enough at this point in the world and life, you know, to be able to reconcile and find our differences. And yeah, we may have to separate.
Yeah.
But it don't have to be a war. But we like war. That's what we want.
And Jesus leave us to love one another.
You see.
In all things.
Jesus. All right. Wait till I get the kingdomship.
Yeah.
Right. Preaching this kingdomship.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm calling names to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Very rarely when they talk about kingdomship, they talk about Jesus. Because Jesus was in the kingdomship. A lot of people don't understand that.
Boy.
Jesus was a common man. Okay?
Yeah. He just wanted to love one another as I love you.
But
we hating each other.
We created this kingdomship concept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For money.
Money.
You say that now.
I say that.
Yeah.
Again, you don't have to believe it. Nothing I say.
No. The views and opinion of this show is by God.
Go research it.
Yeah.
You see, and yeah. I don't want to scream with church.
No, we don't have marriage, love, and hate.
Yeah,
We deal with marriage, love, and hate.
Marriage, hate. Now, I end on this one because there's one that we score.
Yeah.
Because I hit love. I hit hatred.
Yep.
I hit divorce. Now, people in marriages have to now understand how to reconcile every problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not supposed to go to bed marginal. You can get mad. And you can get mad.
Yeah.
But when you go in that bed that night, you and your husband or wife, you all need to reconcile that problem.
Definitely. That's real.
Because that ain't going to win.
Yeah. Especially now, if you let it fester.
If you let that fester, tomorrow you mean that problem.
Yeah, I don't want
that problem.
Dumbness.
That's not a problem.
Yeah.
Dumbness.
Dumbness.
So when you and your wife, or your wife, the wife and the husband, the woman go with her husband to bed, you need to reconcile.
Yeah.
Now.
Otherwise you're billing it.
Boy, like I tell you, when rowdy come,
yeah.
People is turned into what?
Animals. Yeah.
Okay?
Humanistic animals.
Yes. Anyway.
Ellie said, that's him for the day. That's a lot though, Ellie. You know, that's a lot. We hope that white boys has really learned, because the Institute of Marriage is important for the community and, you know, for building families. If we could only help to encourage persons to learn and to appreciate what you have together in union as one and build for common good what there is. Some persons, you know, still searching at the end of the day, but as he said, you know, marriage, love, and hate all fall together, but we gotta understand it, rationalize, and talk about it, and work it out. That's what we're saying. So we look forward, Ellie, to, you know, the upcoming episodes of this provocative and great dialogue. My brother, Delano, Ellie Archer, here with me today. Hope you've all enjoyed.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Born to Achieve. We hope you found it informative, inspiring, and motivating. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and family. Stay focused on your goals, and we'll see you on the next episode of Born to Achieve.
Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve. Born to Achieve.